come together and we teach what we know to one another, it makes us all stronger. It makes us all so much better and stronger as a team. And what's even cooler about that is that, yes, we're stronger as a team, but we can also reach out nationwide. So we have something really, really special here at New Home Star.
You awesome rocktastic rock stars out there. Welcome to another New Home Stars Real Estate Rockstar Podcast. Join us, learn with us, and grow with us as we have real conversations with real professionals in the real estate industry.
I'm your host, Stephanie, here with my co-host,
Tori. All right, guys. So today I am so excited to be sitting here with Brandon and Katie talking a little bit about builder awareness, builder contracts, things like that. It's crazy. It's amazing what you have to learn to be an expert in these types of things. But of course, that's what makes them rock stars. So Brandon, Katie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So the both of you have just recently been recognized as Rock Stars of the Month. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what makes someone a rock star.
Brandon and I actually talked about this a bit last night, and we're kind of trying to figure out what exactly we did. And we were just doing our jobs and doing them well, and then taking ownership in progressing our teams and moving them forward to the next level.
And just to add to that too, we both have been involved quite heavily in training a lot of new hires on our respective teams. And while within New Home Star, it's, you know, expected to be meeting your sales goals, there's also the expectation to be giving back to your team. And like Katie just said, building your team up, not just your current members, but any new members that come on board.
That's awesome. So it sounds like you guys are a huge proponent of our team culture and really bringing the team together and are an intricate part of kind of, you know, making our team's world go round almost, so to speak, which is awesome because you have to provide definitely a training service to our new hires that come in, and you want to make sure they have a mentor to go to, not only for the new Home Star stuff, but also very, you know, for their emotional state as well, because it's very overwhelming to kind of get through all of that in an 8-week training period. And it's good to have someone that you can rely on so you're not alone, which is a huge benefit to our culture, I think. And so thank you guys for doing that, because on top of exceeding those sales goals, which you guys have definitely done, that's another really big piece of the puzzle that makes New Home Star, you know, the best new home sales company in the world.
So can you tell us briefly, Katie and Brandon, respectively, what is your role? What do you do here in New Home Star?
So I am kind of our region's second right now. We are working on getting me into Mensa so I can start moving up in our process. But I've been working on more of the builder side within my team. That's where a lot of my strengths are. So focusing on the builder contract and our builder processes, we do everything from start to finish. So it's focusing on making sure everyone's on top of it and keeping our builder partner as happy as we can.
And to piggyback off that, I've been helping out quite a bit with builder contract training with new members of our team, but also even current members. It can be a very daunting process, especially for someone who's not as detailed oriented coming into this type of position. You're thinking, oh, I got to sell more homes more profitably, just like New Home Star teaches us, and the rest will take care of itself. On the back end, there's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of scheduling to be had, even with buyers that you have in your backlog that are under contract and waiting for their home to be completed. So just like Katie said, I'm sales associate, also a mentor, current member of our Mensa class, along with Stephanie.
Mensa being mentoring and educating new sales associates. So within our career path, of course, as you guys know, but maybe some listeners don't, you know, we have different career steps in our ladder where you can go to, and Mensa is one of them, where you actually become a, not only a mentor, but almost like the organizer of the mentors. And you don't do any of it alone, you know, just like you have training in your when you get hired on, you know, this is a training class that you go and you prepare for and gives you that experience and that next step to reach into your new ladder as you kind of move up that career path. Another thing that you do, which is awesome, is you actually help interview people all across the country to help out not only your team there in Wisconsin. Utilizing our members like this has been, our Mensa members, has been absolutely amazing and such a critical point for us to get quality associates through. and be able to get these people hired faster because we've had not only able to utilize our local team, but our national team as well, which has been a huge, huge thank you to you. It's been a huge help for us. So thank you, Brandon, for that.
Yeah, of course. I have to blame and thank my dear sweet mother for teaching me at a very young age. The busier you are, the more bucks you'll make. So I guess I put on my plate, I seem to be doing better on the sales front of things.
So what is a big driving motivation for you?
Well, speaking on behalf of my mother, she at a very young age, I mean, she raised three boys practically by herself, didn't really see my dad very often. And well, my parents ended up getting separated. And so there was a point in time in when all three of us were teenagers where my mom was pretty much taking us everywhere and doing everything, making sure she could keep food on the table. So I learned a lot about what it means to make those sacrifices, not only for your career, but also for your family. And that's been a driving force in my life for most of my life. And that's how I eventually ended up finding my wife. And she also believes in that same mentality. And she now is the one to light the fire under my rear end to, you know, keep me going every day. And she's a big motivator in my life. And I always have that teaching from my mom from that very, very young age to help keep me going too.
That's awesome. And Katie?
Mine, following up with Brandon, is it's my family. My mom from very young age as well worked really hard. My dad, he worked very hard as well, but he was home more. So seeing that strong role within the family of having a strong working mother who was always present in my life as well was huge. I don't currently have any human children, but I've worked really hard to create a good life for my dogs. I think that my quote for my rock star of the month was that I prefer dogs to people, and it holds really true in my life.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's always great to kind of take a little piece of you guys with us and learn a little bit more about you. So that was a awesome motivator. I'm curious to know a little bit about from you both. Who are some of your mentors and how have they helped you to get through your real estate career?
So I'll go back to my mom. My mom's been in real estate the majority of my life. And so she actually always told me to not make real estate my first career and then got me this interview with New Home Star. So it's kind of her fault, I suppose. And then a big one is Susan Bolin. Ever since she was my director when I first started, and then she's kind of moved up into a different role. But the last 9 to 12 months, we've been working on a lot of special projects together, and she's just been super involved in giving me advice and helping me to move up and where I need to improve and all the fun things. She believes wholeheartedly in New Home Star, and then she also raised her boys alone while working with builder partners. And so she's an absolute just icon.
Brandon, what about you? What are some of your mentors and how have they helped you get through, you know, your real estate career starting and moving through our career path?
I actually had a pretty interesting path to real estate, if you want to call it that. I did not even intend on being in sales from up until about 6 years ago. And then I realized that I was in sales. And then I realized that I really love sales and I want to be in sales. And so I guess to answer your question, sorry for getting off topic there. One of my first mentors was in high school. I went to a Catholic high school, and there is a, like I said, particular sect within Catholicism. It's called Brothers of Holy Cross, not to get bogged down with details or whatnot. But he devoted his life to his religion, and he is what's called a Brother of Holy Cross. And he now lives down in Texas, and he has always been someone who I can reach out to. We're still kind of pen pals, and he doesn't really like to talk on the phone, which is something that I really love to do. I love to call people out of the blue and just have a chat about life. So we mainly communicate over letter writing. So he's always been a prime influencer on my life and making sure that I stay true to me and making sure that I don't veer away from who I was meant to be and not trying to please other people because of how they want me to fit their mold. You know, we're all on this earth to essentially do what we're intended to do, whatever your belief may be. And he's always been a driving force behind that. And so when I finally realized that helping people find the American dream is something that, you know, really touches close to my heart and to obviously a lot of us that are a part of New Home Star. That's he was my main influencer for helping me get to where I am today, especially in this career. I have a couple other people who have been in real estate, not within New Home Star. Both of them actually live back in Colorado. One's in Colorado Springs and one's in Boulder. And both combined have over 100 years experience in the industry. So they every once in a while, I'll pick their brain and see if I'm on the right path. And
yeah.
Chances are, usually I'm not. So.
That's a lot of knowledge wrapped up into a nice little ball of experience for you. That's awesome.
You mentioned a couple of things, Brandon, which I found fascinating, which was didn't want to be in sales. And I find that a lot of people don't want to be in sales because they have had a bad experience with a salesperson. Until you become a salesperson and you realize, I never want to be that person. I want to be in sales because of something different. I see the bigger picture.
So we have something within New Home Star called Division Experts, which you guys are both in. And honestly, that's probably one of the main components that kind of led to your New Home Star Rockstar nomination. And so I'd love to learn a little bit more from all of you Menza people out there, mentoring and educating new sales associates. What is a division expert?
So a division expert is the person on the team that specializes and is most knowledgeable in that field. They range anywhere from closing, rapport building, over all the way to the builder specialties, MLS, multiple listing services, and builder contracts, all of those fun things. And so being able to utilize your team to their fullest, because we can't all be full experts in everything. So making sure that we're always utilizing our team to their best strengths at all times.
When you're a division expert on something, or whoever the division expert is they're generally really passionate about that thing, right? Whether it's contract writing or rapport building or personality types, you could tell that someone is really passionate about it because they want to talk about it all the time, or they kind of light up when they talk about that thing. So in having division experts, it's cool because you have everybody in a team is strong at something completely different. And when you put it together, it's like a super team.
So division experts are basically almost people who are experts in not only like our training, when you talk about like personality types and building rapport and things like that, that's more New Home Star based training that we go through in our 8-week program, but also talking about builder systems and processes and kind of divide and conquer as a team. And because we're stronger together is kind of what I'm gathering from the division expert categories. Correct. Am I correct in saying that and summarizing that?
Yep.
What are you guys a division expert in?
So I'm a division expert in builder contract and builder systems. As I've said, I focus a lot of my time on the builder side of things, and I get a lot of training and help from my team that's much stronger at the New Home Star processes.
Yeah, and same over here for the team up in Wisconsin in the Great White North. And to top of that, also builder product, because we have some pretty intricate features that may come included or different options that buyers can pick from. Top of that, also help out with home site selection. And I thoroughly enjoy the most on helping new hires and even current sales associates with their rapport building, because I think that that's probably one of the most important things that as a salesperson, we can sometimes forget to touch on, and it can kick us in the rear end down the road when we're trying to figure out why they won't get back to us or why they won't sign their contract. And a large portion of it can stem back to, we just didn't build a good enough relationship with them to begin with. They don't trust us.
And it's a two-part question. So what does it take to become a division expert? And also, now that you're a division expert, how do you give back to the team? Okay, I know the things, but how do I give back now that I have this information?
It's going to differ based on each of our divisions. So each of our divisions are set up in a way that allows for each of us to become a division expert, as long as we step up to the plate and tell our sales manager or sales director, like, hey, I'm ready to start giving my time and energy to any of our new hires or, you know, first year sales associates on the floor to help them in the areas that they need help in. Katie, I think you guys have a little bit more of a refined process on identifying division experts.
Especially to become a builder cited expert, we have what we call our builder certification training, which is a almost a 6-month process of knowing the ins and out of all of our builder processes and systems. So to become a division expert on those, you're really working to become an expert on all of those processes. Within the new Homestar side, it's more of a recognition from what's seen from our directors. You sit down and talk about it at your one-on-one meetings that happen every week, and it's discussed about what you think your strength is, where they think your strength, and how you can utilize that to the team. I utilize a lot of my training in our Monday meetings. We go over, I do a training, or I'm starting to do a training each week on parts of our builder certification that I know the team struggles with, and then utilizing it to just answer questions. I'm kind of the go-to.
That's awesome. I know becoming a division expert is pretty difficult, and it's one of those things that we also have on our career path. And kind of like you start out as a sales trainee, then a sales associate, then a division expert, and you kind of have these landmarks that you can kind of work your way up. And so I know you have to work really, really hard to do something so specific, like be a division expert, and you have to put in a lot of time. So you both mentioned being an expert in builder contracts. And something I would like to know is learning a little bit more about the importance of doing it correctly the first time and getting your paperwork correct the first time. I know for every builder, it's a little bit different, but it's all still very important to make sure it all looks correct in so many different ways. And so I want you guys to talk to me a little bit more about, you know, what you do to make sure it's correct and why that's important and how you talk to your team about it.
We do the entire contract and then we do the entire selection process. So it really comes back to us in the end. Our seller signer, he sees sometimes 10 contracts in a day, so they don't have time to be worrying about little mistakes. So making sure that everything we turn into them is not wasting their time and they're having to send things back is huge for us. Part of how I make sure that my paperwork and processes are done correctly is I review everything between 2 and 3 times. I also tend to use our DocuSign process, which allows me to not be able to miss a signature. And so it just prevents me from having any of those little mistakes that could possibly come up.
Being detail oriented, that's the key there. And that's how I feel Katie and I kind of share in that strength. It's probably arguably one of our best strengths. And it's not a strength that's easily acquired, but it is expected for being a new Homestar sales associate. And that's where if someone comes in and doesn't have the proper training, they may not be able to turn in that, you know, what we call A+ contract right at the very beginning. And like Katie just said, that can create a lot of ruffles behind the scenes with our builder clients. And when we're supposed to be that premium service provider for our builder partners, we want to make sure that we're turning in A+ contracts from the very get-go. So making sure that all of our divisions have a division expert in builder contracts and builder processes is very vital to not only the relationship that we have with our builder partners, but also our longevity for being in the positions that we're in with our careers.
Yeah, the both of you mentioned briefly about being detail oriented. And then Katie, I know you mentioned, you know, revising the same contract 3 times. Now, why is that important to do? Why is it important to do that or to check all your bases or to have a checklist? Because we've streamlined our contract process in a way that it avoids having to do that. But also it is really, really important to sit down and take a step back because I tend to go 100 miles an hour all the time. And so taking time to sit back and understand that going 100 miles an hour, even if it means checking my contract several times to make sure or having somebody else check it for me. I know when we used to have paper contracts, we would do that. We'd kind of hand each other our own contracts or each other contracts and kind of revise because we'll see it with different eyes.
I have to remember a lot because I naturally am more detail oriented. I like paperwork. I like it being perfect. The majority of salespeople aren't like that. They don't look for mistakes. They go 100 miles an hour and that makes them amazing. It's fun for me. So I never judge my team when they ask me to review a contract. I love to do it because I want to help them. And as long as they're striving to improve, that's what matters to me. And so I'll spend hours reviewing contracts for my team if they ask me to, or helping them to learn processes to prevent mistakes in the future. You can also put our builder partners at a lot of liability, because that missed signature, that missed document could hold them to a point where they have no recourse to hold a buyer accountable throughout the process.
No, that's extremely important. This is why in Spanish, it's la unión hace la fuerza. And Tori, you said the same thing. It's we're stronger together. And so that's why it's so important to have people that are detail oriented, but then I also have people that are going 100 miles an hour and they just have all types of quote unquote division experts in these things. And when we come together and we teach what we know to one another, it makes us all stronger. It makes us all so much better and stronger as a team. And what's even cooler about that is that, yes, we're stronger as a team, but we can also reach out nationwide to division experts across the nation, across multiple builders that are strong in some areas and that could teach that across the nation. So we have something really, really special here at New Home Star.
Well, now it's time to transition into my absolute most favorite segment that we do. It's called Real Estate Rapid Fire. This is actually Stephanie's favorite part as well. Yeah, she puts a lot of thought and time into these questions for every season. And so I'm going to let her fire it off and kind of tell you how it works.
So again, this is my favorite round. This is just diving into you guys as individuals. And so they are just completely random questions. And we're going to go Katie, Brandon, in that order. There's 10 questions and we're going to alternate. So I'm just going to ask a question and you're going to say the first thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I saw a look of panic. The listeners don't see your faces, but I saw the look of panic and I am so here for it. Are you all ready? All right, Katie, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail?
That's a great question. If I couldn't fail, I'd go to law school.
Brandon, what is your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve is when people say they're going to do something and they don't follow through with what they're going to do.
Katie, what's on your nightstand?
Hand lotion, tissues, and too many glasses of water.
Brandon, what's one thing that lives in your car?
An ice chipper, and a pair of gloves, and a scarf, and a jacket.
Katie, when do you feel inspired?
After time with my family, whether it's my work family or my personal family. That's what's been hardest about the COVID shutdown for me, is not being able to see my work team, whether it's our Monday sales meetings or drinks with the team after a charitable giving event or anything. Just not having that time to get to know people on a personal basis.
Brandon, what is the last thing you binge watched?
The Crown.
Katie, what is your favorite morning ritual to inspire you for the day?
Feeding my dogs because they get so excited.
Aww. Brandon, what's your all-time favorite book?
Holes.
Katie, if you could describe yourself in one word, what would it be?
Giggly.
Brandon, if you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
This thing right here. That's all I need.
For the listeners.
Yeah, for the listeners out there, I was pointing to my bow tie. A lot of people in our company call me Bowtie Brando or the guy with the bow tie. My tombstone will probably be a picture of a bow tie.
I mean, you are a bow tie legend within New Home Star, so that makes complete sense.
And if you ever get a bow tie from me as a gift, then you know that you made a very, very influential part of my life.
So we are going to go ahead and transition over to our peer learning question of the week. So New Home Connect is a platform that New Home Star has where all of the new home sales associates come together, and there's a section on there that is called peer learning. And in peer learning, all of the sales associates can ask a question, and within minutes, we can have answers from different builders across the nation. And so Tori here has a peer learning question for you all for the week.
We had someone who asked about doing a contract over the phone and how that appointment should go. You know, what advice or experience have you had with this type of situation? And how do you set those proper expectations to make them feel comfortable as possible throughout that entire process?
So for me, over the phone, it's a lot more difficult to set the proper expectations because I can't as easily control for the buyers what portion of the contract they're seeing at any point in time. And for me, that's really big because if they could jump ahead 3 pages and say, well, what is this one asking about? Instead of hearing everything that matters, we have a really lengthy contract, usually at the end of everything, about 64 pages. And so really making sure I can control what everyone is seeing and that we're all on the same page is huge. As far as for Zoom, I usually like to open it on a PDF or something along those lines on my computer and then scroll through it so they can ask questions, but we stay on the same page just like I would in person.
Brandon, what about you?
I've had probably almost half of my sales this year were going through the contract over the phone or over Zoom. Fortunately, I had a lot of training on that even before 2020 when I was selling new homes in Colorado for a New Home Star before I moved to Wisconsin. Sold to a lot of veterans
a lot of military personnel who were relocating to Colorado. And a lot of those families were overseas or in different states. So we had to go through that process with them over the phone, even before I knew Zoom was a thing. If I would have known now, or know then what I know now, that would have definitely made things a lot easier. I really like to make everything as transparent as possible. So if they want a chance to review the documents before we talk about them, some builder partners have different policies in place. The builder partner that we sell homes for in Wisconsin, they're more than willing to let us send those contract documents ahead of time to let the buyers at their own space, at their own time, kind of review everything. And that tends to set up for a much more streamlined and also more comfortable, you know, question and answer period as we're kind of going through things. I will say though, I try and treat it just like a normal in-person contract appointment. So it doesn't matter if I sent them the documents in advance or if they told me that they're good to sign everything, I will still go through all the major important sections of the contract so that no detail is left unmentioned, because I don't want that to come back later and say, like, the buyers told me that you never went over with through with this with them at time of contract.
Thank you so much for coming out and, you know, talking to us a little bit about what it is that you guys do on a regular basis, how you guys are awesome rock stars, and the importance of builder contracts and being able to be a division expert in those and what that means to New Home Star. For everyone who's listening, please like, subscribe, share, tell your parents, show your grandma. We love to have as many listeners as possible. We love having you listen. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Tori, here with my amazing and beautiful co-host,
Stephanie.
And you got to listen to Brandon and Katie talk a little bit about their New Home Star experience today. So if you guys want that same experience, apply at newhomestar.com and be a part of the dream today. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.